Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Before we get started, this is happening for the first time. MTV, what they're doing is they notice that we're living in ultra-sensitive time, right? So if you feel triggered, or you feel offended by anything I'm saying up here, or anything the musical artists are doing, they're providing a safe space backstage. Will you get some stress balls and a blankie? And also, Lil Nas X brought his horse, which will, horse is backstage, which will double as an emotional support animal. So if you'd like to talk to your ushers, they will send you back to where that's happening. Personally, I would remove you from the arena, put you in your car, and send you home, but they opted with the safe space. And while we're talking about feelings not getting hurt, I just want to let you know that MTV is doing this old school tonight. They're giving out one trophy per category, all right? Not everybody's walking away with a moon person or a participation ribbon. This is not Little League. So if you don't win tonight, I do have a little advice for you. Next year, work harder.
MTV playing to the liberals.
I don't think Jamil liked that. Do you need a safe space, Jamil?
Say I need a blankie.
Showtime, you big monkey. Here we go. Jamil hasn't interrupted the show in like 2 years.
No.
Extra cookie. There you go. I keep them in my drawer. No, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, political correctness and crap started on MTV back in the 90s.
Well, it was a funny way to start the show. I thought it was, and before that, they talked about. No, we aren't. But even before that, I didn't record the clip. But they were talking about the seating arrangement because of some of the recent feuds in music industry, and they weren't quite sure where to put people. And you know, he laughed and said, "Hope everybody."
Was Kanye there?
I don't know. They didn't actually pan out to show us which people he was referring to. They did stay directly on him during the statement. So, but he looked out to the crowd. So he
Kanye
was
right behind Taylor Swift.
And it's Scott Borchetta and the manager in front of her.
Hey.
So maybe they should just have a person, empty seat, person, just do that.
This is what it's going to come down to at some point, where everyone's just going to Skype it in, like the Jonas Brothers did, so.
I didn't even, when was this?
Tonight. It started at 8 o'clock, and I only happened to watch it because I turned it on waiting for Gracie to come home from gymnastics, and I happened to catch the opening monologue, which was funny. I mean, it was a great opening monologue. But the
whole
show
sucks.
Yeah,
how much crap he's going to get for it?
Oh, probably a lot. The rest of the show.
I probably had to clear it.
Well, it was on a teleprompter, so.
I think it's pretty good that even a liberal network like MTV can make fun of themselves a little bit. You know, that's okay.
Yeah,
I got no problem with liberals.
They're going to go icky balooky over it.
Yeah, well, F them, like the comedian was saying. You know, get your support animal and pet them and just shut up.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. He took a very professional route through the whole thing, and he wasn't derogatory. He wasn't, you know, I think the way it was done was classy. It was funny. It was perfect.
Yeah, but he couldn't do it on a college campus anywhere in this country.
No,
comedians don't do college campuses anymore because they get offended at everything.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
The vast majority of good comedians over the years have been on the liberal side of center. That's fine, as long as they're funny, as long as they make fun of everybody. Jay Leno, his wife is one of the biggest libs in California. Jay Leno kicked Republicans' butts. He kicked Democrats' butts all the time. Now what do they do? Jimmy Fallon came on. He tried to do the same thing. He's successful for about a year, and then Trump won. And then it became, you know, CNN late night comedy hour. It's like, screw you. And nobody watches them anymore.
I'm sorry, but I don't give any credit to any of those late night talk show hosts as being funny.
They're not anymore.
They're not. Not even back in the Jay Leno days, they weren't funny.
Carson was funny.
You're missing my point. 90% of their material isn't even theirs. It's written for them by their storyboarding editors.
Sure.
And it's so the host isn't creating any of his own shit. And well, that's what I don't like. At least in stand-up comedy, these stand-up
Carson works four nights a week. You know, you can't write an hour's worth of monologue all by yourself.
I understand that, but I mean, they basically don't do any of the work. It's all just handed to them, and then they just piece it. You know,
do you remember when we did Farm Girl Rant?
Yes, please, I do.
Okay, and I did Dipalicious to make fun of Lexalicious.
Yes, that took you hours upon hours.
It took me 2.5 hours to write a 3.5 minute bit.
I understand. But
almost every week. It shit ain't easy.
It's not. I totally agree with that. I don't mind that they have help with it, but they don't do any of it. These guys show up at the studio probably a half an hour before it's time to start taping, and they're handed the story. Yes. These guys are not there hours upon hours, but they're not.
They tape around 5 o'clock in L.A., and they have their production meeting around noon.
But
they work it out, and then they put it on the prompter, and then they do a run-through about 3. I went through all this crap because I I was into late night shows and stuff, so I like to know how they work. And you know one of the coolest ways to find out how they work, because it was true to life? The old Gary Shandling show. Remember that?
I think no.
Was it on...
Oh, but this is... But you're talking
about... I was on Showtime or HBO, but Gary Shandling did a sitcom about being, you know, a Johnny Carson type guy. Yeah, you know, he was a late night comedian, so they went through the whole thing with the writers and the whole deal and everything, and he would tweak stuff, and you know, but it's all right. You know who they should have had on last night though, Slim?
Who?
If they wanted to trigger them all, they should have had that Republican candidate for governor in Louisiana. His name's Ralph Abraham. He's got a new TV ad out that freaked him out at CNN and MSNBC. Here's what it says in the TV ad. This is real simple. Here's the truth. Life begins at conception. Government is too big, our taxes are too high, and our car insurance is too expensive. President Trump is doing a great job. Facts matter more than feelings. The Second Amendment is self-explanatory. And as a doctor, I can assure you there are only two genders. Oh my God, they went apeshit.
I'm sure they did.
Absolutely apeshit.
Now, how prominent is this person? You did say what he was.
He'll be the next governor of Louisiana.
He's going to be the next governor. Okay. Yeah. So this is a gentleman who his words actually have impact and meaning, kind of like when Trump tweets something. It's not just coming from some dude on Twitter that has no followers or any.
Yeah, this is his campaign ad.
Oh, okay. This is, wow.
Yeah. It's like, I would vote for that dude in a heartbeat.
Wow.
And Senator Kennedy from Louisiana is the funniest senator in all of known history. I mean, the dude's just hysterical. If you ever get a chance, if you're watching Fox News in the afternoon, they go, "We'll be right back with Senator Kennedy from Louisiana for his thoughts on this." Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I mean, he does a 5-minute stand-up act every time he comes on a new show. He's on CNN and stuff sometimes too, but they don't like to have him on because his comedy is too good. And
I was going to say, do they like him to be funny?
No, they can't refute it. But yeah, I mean, that's good. I'm glad MTV made fun of themselves. I really am.
Well, it was a perfect segment for what's going on in our world right now too, with the fact that everybody
doesn't mean you can get away with it.
So let's talk about the important things that are going on in the world.
What do we got?
Dancing with the Stars announces 2019 contestants for this season's Mirrorball Trophy.
Yeah, we have one of our people that we've followed with great closeness.
We actually talked to her on the Tweety thing for a little while.
Yeah, Lauren Elaine from American Idol, country singer. She's on the show for Dancing
with the Stars. The girl screwed up Amelia Eisenhower winning American Idol.
Yeah, but can I be honest? I love Amelia. I love what they do with their music. Lauren Elena is the right genre right now that sells country, and she's done very successful.
Yeah, she is doing well.
And I think had Amelia gone further than Lauren, I don't think Amelia would have sold as many albums as Lauren has, because the country
Amelia
sells
can
right
fiddle,
now.
Man.
She can, but it's just this genre is just on fire right now.
Play Black Dog once and tell me if that isn't a great song. That should be a giant hit. That is fantastic. But anyway, Dancing with the Stars. Here we go. Here's who we got for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Christy Brinkley, 65 years old. They've been asking her for 15 years, and she decided, well, you know what? I'm the hottest 65-year-old woman in America. I might as well go on the damn show. So she's going on. The Bachelorette, Hannah Brown. She is former Miss Alabama. She's the one who fell in love with this guy and then found out they had a girlfriend, and then she went back after this other guy and he dumped her for a supermodel. Hannah Brown
sounds like Tom Brady.
I hope Hannah Brown can dance better than the success she had in Love. Queer Eye star Karamo Brown. I don't know him. I used to watch the old Queer Eye. I don't know about the new one. I don't know any of the characters on there. Country singer Lauren Elena, that we were just talking about, formerly from American Idol. Dawson Creek star James Vanderbeek. That's that tall, goofy-looking kid.
I wonder if
he can dance.
I don't know. I'm excited for him.
He's actually a pretty good actor.
He was, and Dawson's Creek was one of my favorite shows. So
I got to be able to dance.
I've seen him in movies. NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis?
About to be a Hall of Famer, Ray Lewis. Yep. Former Fifth Harmony singer Ally Brooke, she's cute. NBA star Khloe Kardashian ex-husband and overdosed at the brothel guy Lamar Odom. Yeah, I a lot of times athletes do really well in these things. Yeah, Ross, the old catcher from the Cubs, he won it last year. And he was just a baseball player. And I've seen basketball players have kicked ass on this thing. They're fantastic athletes.
Wasn't there a boxer who did well, too?
Holyfield. Wasn't it Holyfield?
I think so.
I don't know. I can't keep track of
everyone. Keenan and Kel star Kel Mitchell. Don't know who that is. Former Supreme singer Mary Wilson, who's probably... She's
going to be 107.
Yeah, I wonder look up how old she is, will you? She's got to be older than Christie Brinkley. And former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and The Office star Kate Flannery.
Yay, Kate Flannery. I love The Office.
Now, half the audience will hate Sean Spicer because he worked for Trump, and that's just how America is anyway.
I recognize half those names.
I recognize all but two. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, all but two for me as well.
Yeah. I remember we did this thing last year, and there's like three on there we knew, and like 10 we didn't, or 7 we didn't. But you know, we gotta make our picks out of this. But I also wanted to note that Tom Bergeron totally dissed Sean Spicer being on the show in to the media already to maintain his Hollyweird credibility.
Well, I'm dick. When do we got to give you our picks? Do we get to see the first episode
now.
Now you're making me
Christy Brinkley.
Oh man,
America loves Christy Brinkley.
Oh man,
apparently everybody loves Christy Brinkley with Billy Joel.
Yes, she danced there. In Uptown Girl.
I don't know if Hannah Brown can dance, although she's definitely a very, very pretty girl. And people,
I have no idea who she is.
Lauren Elena is almost impossible not to like her.
James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek is another one that's tough. I'm torn between Lauren...
Lewis was a linebacker. I'm just not sure. You know, wide receivers, running... I mean, Emmitt Smith won it. Running backs, wide receivers. I'm not sure a linebacker can win this.
Yeah, but can you imagine him throwing his partner up in the air?
Oh, my God.
He's going to be hanging from the rafters.
Ray Lewis is still a stud. Yeah, no doubt about it. Right, I'm going to go with Lauren Elena.
All right, then you're going with Lauren Elena. I'm going
to go because she's the only one on this list that I've ever actually talked to. And that was like a couple
of... I'm going with Christy Brinkley because she's the closest one to my age.
So that's who you're going with, Christy Brinkley now?
I don't know. Let me find that out.
Oh, we need to know all that.
Oh, Mary Wilson's 70.
All right, so I'll pick. While CB's looking up and making his decision here, I'll go with the Office.
I don't have to. No, I
hate Flannery. What?
Let's see. Jesus, she's still out there singing.
Oh. Aaron's saying which dancers they're with.
No, they changed that up
until the first night of the show.
Well, then they changed.
She's born in 1944.
She's old.
75.
Yeah. She's 10 years older than Christy Brinkley.
Oh, God. She's going to break a hip out there.
You picking her?
No.
All right.
Christy Brinkley. Christy Brinkley. I said Christy Brinkley from the beginning.
All right. You're going Brinkley.
I was between Hannah Brown and Lauren Elena, but I'll go with Lauren.
There you go. And I'll take Kate Flannery from the office.
Although I got a feeling if Ray Lewis wants to win it, he can win it. He just has to threaten everybody so they can screw up. Because who's going to argue with Ray Lewis? I mean, seriously, that'd be like arguing with Mike Tyson. You just say, yes, sir, Mr. Lewis. You want me to fall down on my twirl? Yes, sir. No problem. I'm on my ass in a heartbeat.
See, I don't think America is going to love Hannah Brown because of I think
that's why I picked Lauren Elena. I was a little iffy on Hannah Brown. She's a beautiful girl. She's been through a lot of weird shit that I've read about. I never watched the show, but I read little snippets here and there. MJ has it on her blog all the time.
Well, the one thing that may help her on the show is she's the most current person in this list for the most part when it comes to who's been on our face on TV, you know, lately. Right. When's the last time we've seen Christie Brinkley? When's the last time we've seen, you know, James Vanderbeek? When's the last time we've
seen a TV commercial the other day?
Well, but I mean, in just a commercial, but I'm talking on a show. This Hannah just came off from The Bachelorette. She's fresh in, you know, people's, you know, lives.
Still going Lauren Elena.
No, I don't blame you. Go Lauren Elena. Right. We'll see what happens. We'll have to watch the show. God, the show's just so boring.
Now, you guys ever watch The Five?
I do. I like the show. Okay.
Greg Gutfeld's on The Five now.
Depends on who's on.
Greg Gutfeld is an acquaintance. I wouldn't say a friend, but he is very nice to, and responds to me quite often on Twitter when I private message him. But he has this little segment all the time at the end of the show. He goes, "Animals are great. Animals are great." And then they play some clip of cute little animals doing some shit that he found on the internet. And it's fine. I live in Florida. All animals here are not great.
No. There's animals everywhere, but
you know, we talked about that cobra that got loose in Orlando, and we CB went and calculated how fast a cobra can move, and that he could have been in my house already. That kind of crap.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I hated that, but because I had dreams. All right, but because I take my dogs out at night, man, it's like, oh shit, if it's really here, I'm screwed. But alligators were caught climbing fences and swimming across roads in Florida this past week. Climbing fences. Yes, that's what I said. Most people know alligators just are about everywhere in Florida, but now they're leveling up. Videos from last week show one swimming in the middle of a busy road that was in St. Pete. You know, because our rainstorms in the summertime are just like wicked. You get like an inch of rain and 15 minutes, and then the road's got 3 inches of water on it for an hour. Well, this friggin' gator out there fat and happy in the middle of the road just swimming around in between cars.
You got hybrid alligators now down there.
Yeah. But one of the intrusive reptiles was filmed last Thursday swimming in a giant puddle, like I said, in downtown St. Pete. And there's a picture of it in the article for you guys.
There is.
You want to see? It's a pretty good-sized alligator.
There's no such thing as a small alligator.
That's not a baby, no.
And unfortunately, okay, the article is on CNN. But
there's another gator that was in Jacksonville that took a cue from the Storm Area 51 Facebook post, apparently. Someone caught this animal climbing the fence at the Naval Air Station outside of Jacksonville.
And he is, too, climbing the fence.
And there it is. That is an alligator climbing a friggin', what, 5-6 foot high?
Probably 6 foot.
Chain link fence.
Climbed right over it like
a... And he got... Yeah. It's like, I've got a 4 foot PVC fence up there. Apparently, yeah. And I thought, oh, that'll keep them out.
They'll bite their way through.
How fast do they go on land?
I don't want to know.
Do that? Are they fast? So, I mean, you probably couldn't outrun one. It would be my guess.
What do I have to... I have to take my AR out to take my dogs out to go to...
Climb a tree.
At nighttime?
It's bad enough
I got armadillos out there that freak them out.
But if they can climb a fence, I'm betting you down the road they're going to figure out how to climb trees. I mean, these alligators are getting smart.
I mean, 20 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, God.
We're toast.
That's just... No. Yeah, I could run 20 miles an hour when I was like 18.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. That's in the water.
Okay. Aren't they faster on land?
I don't know, but I saw a video today of some guy playing golf down here, and an alligator was like 8 feet away from him, just kind of like walking. And the guy went ahead and did his chip shot and stuff and didn't think nothing of it. The alligator kept going, whatever. I remember when I saw an alligator when I was playing golf down in the Keys, and he was just looking at me.
And I were shitting your pants in a head direction.
Alligators are capable of short bursts of speed that can exceed 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I sculled my chip shot completely over the green. Got my next chip shot because I wanted to go near the alligator up on the green. Then I get up on the green to putt, and the alligator is still looking at me. I think I three-putted from like 8 feet. It was not good. I was, and the alligator had a name. One of the guys I was playing with was a local, and he's saying, you know, I forget what the alligator's name was. Harry's watching you, you know.
It's probably the alligator.
Yeah, I know. I can see him. Jesus Christ, that freaked me out.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun.
Well, there's weird things in the woods in Connecticut, too.
What do we got in Connecticut? Bigfoot?
No, not
Big, damn it.
Bigfoot might be Big something else.
I want to go find Bigfoot.
This is our weirdest story of the week.
Go find Locke and go find Bigfoot.
We're going to. We are, Locke and I are someday going to go on a Bigfoot expedition. We've talked about it a little bit.
This is definitely our weirdest story of the week, and it's so wild. It's been on some national news shows. You might have already heard about it. But it seems older folks get horny too.
Well, we know that. CB is, you know, he's the man of the nursing home.
Yeah, he's the stud of the nursing home.
Yeah.
But when authorities in Connecticut started receiving numerous calls about lewd and sexual activity at the Grace Richardson Open Space in Fairfield, Connecticut, it's a wooded area with paths and things. They launched an investigation and began to surveil the area. Cops expected to nab a few teenagers hooking up in the 87-acre wooded lot, but were surprised when they ended up catching 5 elderly men and 1 woman in the act.
Wow, orgy, like.
Well, she's got 2 hands. I was just thinking, how could she do 5? But she does have 2 hands, so there you go.
She's got this.
But here's the wildest part of the story. Here are the perpetrators. Daniel Dobbins, 67. Otto Williams, 62. Charles Ardito, 75. John Linartz, 62. Richard Butler, 82. And Joyce Butler, apparently the center of attention, 85.
You want to know why? The median household income of a Fairfield, Connecticut resident is $120,000 a year.
Wow.
They got nothing else to do.
It's a nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they live in Fairfield, and at 85, they don't have that kind of income, and maybe this is a way of making a little extra income.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that's how they made $120,000 a year.
An 85-year-old hooker?
I wonder why 2 of them were hit with charges of public indecency and the rest weren't. Were they the ones that actually were penetrating?
Aren't those... They're not MILFs, aren't they? Gills?
Were charges... Oh, well, they probably had their dick out, obviously.
Dobbins and Linhart wasn't doing anything.
They were the ones in her hands. The rest...
Yeah, but Richard Butler's her husband!
He's her husband! Probably won't remember it tomorrow.
He's pimping out his 85-year-old wife, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you probably scored with this one.
Oh, my God.
How long this has been going on. I mean, this could have been going on for 60 years.
Obviously, it's been going on for a while. It's mentioned, it's featured, like it says, this wooded acre is featured in an online city hookup guide as a popular spot for people to meet up. And there's other places mentioned as well in this article. So, yeah, this has probably been going on forever.
Yeah, and I got a picture of Joyce Butler, and believe me, she looks every day of 85.
Oh, you're going to have to send that along before
you... Oh, my God. All right, seriously, you want to see it?
Yeah, send it along, please. I don't care where you send it. It'll pop up on one of my screens.
I'll just put it below our show post for tonight. There you can see it. She kind of looks like Mother Teresa right before she died.
Old people have needs too. Looks
right before,
like.
Or right after.
Yeah, good point.
When you originally mentioned this article, I thought...
No, that's right after.
I was thinking they caught a bunch of couples, older couples. I didn't realize it was one lady and 4 dudes having an actual, you know, gangbang. I mean,
her husband was getting any or not.
Yeah, he was the one that was standing there getting his dick held.
Well, unless she's using her feet, 5 is the most she can handle at once.
Yeah.
That's it. 5 is...
Her husband was just...
counting the money?
Yeah, he was collecting the...
He probably was sitting over on the tree stump just laughing.
What do you think an 85-year-old hooker would charge for a hookup in the woods?
I don't know. Maybe like $19, $20? Might be 75 cents.
Maybe 500. Who knows?
For an 85-year-old woman?
Hey, you never know. I don't even want to know.
What's that website we use to do some stuff? Fiverr.
Yeah, but there ain't going to be...
Fiverr, yeah. She could be on Fiverr.
Apparently, she doesn't need to. The city hookup guide's got this all... They're covering this.
Maybe. What the heck is Fiverr?
A place that you can buy services from people. Like, yeah. Website stuff or music stuff or all sorts of different things.
People or 85-year-old women stuff?
Usually, no, that's Craigslist, but...
Yeah, I could do like voiceovers and crap on Fiverr, but yeah, I don't want to.
It's a pretty neat little thing. But anyways.
Yeah. Nick Searcy will do a video for me for $50 now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Nick Searcy.
Fuck you.
This guy.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio.
Yeah, I have no idea why I'm listening to Off the Hook Radio. He's right.
He won a Peabody Award, for Christ's sake.
Peabody.
That's a big
deal.
What
about a Sherman? Did he win a Sherman, too?
No. Oh, only old people like us will get that one. Oh, Christ.
Help me, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah. I watched that when I was a little
kid. Onto the Wayback Machine.
That was one of the first shows I ever watched. Oh, my God.
I wonder if there is a Sherman Award.
That had to have been a 60s cartoon. Oh, my God. We're getting old, CB. Oh, well. Hey, this week in Trump Derangement Syndrome, we got a couple of stories. Apparently, the Dark
Web... There is a Sherman Award.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Of course there is. If somebody will pay $149 for the trophy, they can have one.
Sherman Award for Excellence in Patient Engagement.
Patient Engagement?
Yes.
What is that, like necrophilia or something?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's an 85-year-old woman.
Oh, okay. Well, I think... Sherman Award. Technically she's breathing, so it's not necrophilia, but it's so close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sick. Anyway, this week at Trump Derangement Syndrome, the dark web is really dark.
Oh yeah.
Very. Slimbo found this Newsweek story.
I'm not on the dark web because I don't go on the dark web.
No, I found a Newsweek story that the dark web is fundraising for the assassination of our president.
Yeah, this is pretty scary stuff.
And there's an image of him speaking on a microphone with a crosshair right over his face. And that's what's on the web. And they started this thing before he even took the oath of office. This was after he won, when it came up. And what are they up to so far?
Well,
88,550. There you
yes.
go.
Yes. And the interesting thing is they're using Bitcoin as the way that you donate towards the fund, and because Bitcoin is, you know, technically an untraceable currency that they're using, but the Bitcoin rate fluctuates daily, as we all know. I mean, it can go as low as 6,000 and as high as about 18,000 to 19,000, we've seen over, you know, but yeah, there's a bounty on his head. It doesn't say what his bounty actually is. It's just taking donations at this point.
A Canadian citizen who hosts the site, too.
That's what they believe. I don't know if they've completely...
It's on tour. I'm not sure if they really know.
Yeah, that's what they believe right now, that it is a Canadian citizen, at least from what I've read on a couple of other articles, plus this one.
Maybe he doesn't want...
Hey, they had one for Obama, but they only got 30,000 to kill him.
No, that was what his bounty was. They didn't.
Oh, they didn't even get to that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's because conservatives aren't violent. We own all the guns, but we're not violent.
But the Federal Reserve
Antifa is violent.
His bounty was 124 bitcoins, which is right now about $95,000. So. Okay. His bounty was more than a Barack Obama.
Well, the creator said he hopes the assassination market would destroy all governments everywhere. Oh, geez. Isn't that... All right. Anyway. Like I said, this week in Trump Derangement Syndrome. There you go. There's example one. Example two,
Service at our house tomorrow for even talking about it.
This is a win for Trump's side. Yeah, Joaquin Castro, he's the brother of his twin brother's running for the Democratic nomination. He's a congressman from Texas. He put out a post on Twitter revealing everybody in his district that gave the maximum donation to the Trump campaign in 2016 or since, okay? Yeah, I don't know what it was, 25, 30 people in his district gave the max. But he put all their names and addresses out there on Twitter. He goes, well, it's publicly available information. Well, sure it is. If you've got hours and hours and hours and hours to to stream through the Federal Registry in a particular zip code or two or three and get them all out and then cross-check and see what businesses they own. Now, he did all the work for the scumbags who want to punish anybody who's for Trump. See, there is no dialogue in politics anymore. It's just shut up or we'll ruin you. And that's why our side is getting pretty pissed off. So anyway, he put this list out there, and he even got some shit about it from CNN and stuff too. Don't you think that you're encouraging violence? Oh no, it's public information. Oh fuck yeah, you're encouraging violence. That's what he was doing. Unfortunately, though, for him, it backfired. There was a barbecue business owner in there who was outed as a Trump donor, and it was 44 people he gave out.
I was gonna tell you that, but
yeah,
and I was waiting.
He singled out Bill Miller's barbecue in his tweet on that published list of Trump supporters.
Yeah, he even took a picture of their sign.
And he said they helped fuel a campaign of hate. And he put a picture of, well, this guy's got like 40 some restaurants or something, but he put one of them out there. So basically, what happened? Long story short, the governor of Texas took a picture of himself eating at one of this guy's restaurants and put it out there and talked about the hate from the Castro brothers and everything. And this dude's business is going through the frickin' roof.
There you go.
Good for him.
It is going through the roof. And actually, I'm looking at the plate of barbecue. It doesn't look too bad.
Isn't it nice when one of their plans backfires in their face?
Yes. I always enjoy that.
We need more of this, unfortunately. It's just few and far between.
Yeah, unfortunately, we need more of this. That is too bad.
Yeah, but that's just it, though. People are fighting back now. I mean, Trump is the ultimate guy to fight back. And, you know, the one Koch brother died. And the Koch brothers, the Democrats hate the Koch brothers because they give money to mainly Republicans. But not all Republicans. They give it to... Like, yeah, Trump donated to Democrats. It's the price of doing business. They give to Democrats, too. They have businesses all over the country. I think they employ 60,000 people. These guys are great philanthropists. They've opened children's hospitals, wings of children's hospitals. They've given to the arts. And they've been behind a lot of good things. They use their billions of dollars for good things. But one of the bad things they use it for is to keep Republicans from doing immigration reform because they like the cheap labor. And I'm sick and tired of that. And the reason the Republicans have been like, oh, yeah, we want this. And when it comes time for a vote, they're like, well, there's something technically wrong with the bill. Oh, fuck you. The Koch brothers are giving you big donations, and you're eating their lunch for them. And it's a shit sandwich, and you're saying thank you because you're getting money. So I think the fact that Koch brothers are out of there, you know, maybe some of this stuff will, you know, so maybe the rest of Republicans will get a backbone and take after their president. Because that's why the Democrats are going crazy, because Trump's the first one to ever fight back with them. Nobody ever fought back with Democrats before Trump, ever.
Do you think that if consumers would stop shopping based on political views, that that would help change any of, you know, this kind of shit that's going on? I mean, one of my best friends, he's a political view shopper. He will not shop at any place that's Democrat at all. I mean, he won't, absolutely refuses to. He will not even step foot into any of those places. If they do not support Trump, or he knows that they don't, he won't go there. And do you think that would this help? I mean, or no? I mean, are we just...
I'm not a big boycotter. The only place I won't go to on purpose is Buffalo Wild Wings because of their stance on guns.
But there you go. That's a political... That's
the only one I have, yes.
But it's... You are a political shopper in that.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, neither.
Well, I make better wings than they do anyway, so I just make my own at home.
All right. But you are
boycotting
them.
I can send you a picture of the ones I had tonight. They're awesome.
For a specific political reason.
You're not going to send pictures of your food, are you?
I can. I have your...
No, don't send pictures of your food.
Who's posted when's
the last
Facebook?
You know, 20 years ago, did you bring your Polaroid with you to your restaurant and take a picture of your meal and then run around your neighborhood and show it to everybody?
No, I only put pictures of food up as when I do something different that turns out excellent, or if I do something that's funny, like the other night. I cooked those skinny Purdue chicken breasts on the grill, and I just didn't want to eat marinated chicken breasts, So I slapped a piece of ham on the bottom, half a piece of provolone on top of that, put the chicken breast on, another piece of provolone, another piece of ham, and I nuked it for 30 seconds. And I called it chicken cordon zippy.
Yes.
So I was in a hurry. I didn't make it the right way. But, you know, so what? See? It's the same damn thing. It's cheese. I didn't use Swiss. I used provolone. It's my own way.
The only thing worthy of the Polaroid film that was so expensive was titties. So, sorry.
I lost all my Polaroids in the flood.
That shit was expensive. What'd you get? How many, like 12 pictures in a cartridge, I think it was, or 10?
My grandfather got them for free because he was a vice president of an insurance company, and he had to take pictures of, you know, big claims and things, and all that shit was on Polaroid. So he had like dozens and dozens of Polaroid thingies in his office all the time. So he got me a Polaroid camera and just said, hey, whenever you need film, there you go. My grandfather was the greatest.
The nice thing about Polaroid, though, is you didn't have to take them into, you know, the store to be developed. That was
the
worst.
You could take anything you want. And if you ever took questionable photos, you're always scared to bring them to the drugstore.
Uh-huh. Even now when you put them in those, if the picture readers, and you do your own, you know, God only knows if it's saving them somewhere in a database and, you know. Never. Anyways, continue.
That's fine. The next two stories we have aren't Trump derangement syndrome stories, but they are illustrative of the weirdness going on the left right now.
And I don't understand this next one at all.
Yeah, this is weird. But this, really is from, this is from NBC, which is owned by Comcast, whose top three people all gave big money to Hillary. So there you go. But the title of the story is Heterosexuality is Just Not Working.
It's worked for a few million years.
Yeah, the author, Thomas Williams, PhD, says women are increasingly opting out of heterosexuality because it's the bedrock of their global oppression.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Men need heterosexuality to maintain their social dominance over women, writes Marcy Bianco for NBC The News website. Women, on the other hand, are increasingly realizing not only that they don't need heterosexuality, but that is often the bedrock of their global oppression. She lumps together a series of recent news stories from Jeffrey Epstein to El Paso mass shooters to Miley Cyrus's separation to Julianne Hough's declaration that she's not straight. Well, she's
really? I didn't realize
screwed
that.
Ryan Seacrest. That's enough to turn any woman gay. But I'm sorry, Ryan. But that's okay. Level. Ryan didn't answer us last year either, so F him. She says, together, these things have, quote, laid bare the strictures of an American patriarchy on the edge of a nervous breakdown.
Jesus, that sounds serious.
A snapshot of 2019 America, these stories represent a startling picture. Men continue to coerce, harass, rape, and kill girls and women and go to extreme lengths to avoid responsibility. On the other side of the issue, girls and women are challenging heterosexuality and even absconding from it altogether.
Absconding?
Absconding. That's what her words.
Okay. I can understand abstaining, but absconding? All right.
Patriarchy is its most potent when oppression doesn't feel like oppression, or when it's packaged in terms of biology, religion, or other basic social needs like security, comfort, acceptance, and success. Whatever happened to the family, Ms. Bianco? What about raising children? What about turning out a future generation to keep America great? Oh, we don't care about that because men are evil, so it's better to have sex with other women instead of men.
Okay.
I don't get this. But
let me ask you a question.
How they think?
How do we reproduce?
Well, you have to take two of the 37 genders, the male and the female one. And then they do this thing in a bed or in a car or something like that.
But if the
baby grows like a tomato.
Yeah, well, if the women aren't having anything to do with the men,
there ain't gonna be any women after a while.
Hmm.
There ain't gonna be women or men after a while.
Yeah,
no, there won't be.
Men, on the other hand, particularly heterosexual men, are a blight on the earth and a source of unending woes.
Sometimes I feel
that way. We're horrible. We are friggin' horrible. It's a wonder we ever get laid. No wonder those kids are mass shooters. They never get laid if all the women think like this. So I think women like this are responsible for the mass shootings. Because women like this are keeping young men from getting laid.
I just find the whole
thing. Any arguments?
Not for me. No, but then again, I'm not paying attention.
I just find this whole thing bizarre.
Well, you have children. You have children, CB. You have two.
Yes. Yes, I do, but I have grandchildren.
Slim has two.
Yeah.
He has no grandchildren.
No grandchildren.
I would hope not. Gracie's 11?
10. 11. 10. Two or three.
Yeah, there could be some other little DJ Slims running around out there. We don't know.
Even in Game of Thrones, she can't get married for another 2 years.
Yeah, I understand that, but there could be other older DJ Slims running around somewhere. We don't know.
No, there isn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently the most evil thing on earth is a white, heterosexual, conservative male.
Well, I thought we knew that a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay.
This just reinforces it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's fine.
I don't think of myself as evil, but apparently a fair amount of the CNN viewers would think I'm an evil person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I have to say to them? Our side has 8 trillion bullets. Your side don't know which bathroom to use. Kiss my ass. But that's just me.
Is that whole thing still a thing? With, you know, the,
that whole thing still a thing?
Where you can pick which bathroom you pretty much can just identify and just use whatever bathroom you want. Or
hey, I'll tell you.
The wayside?
I think it's still a thing. I mean,
my daughter's 25 now, and she lifts weights and stuff, and I'm sure she can knee somebody in the balls as good as anybody.
She'd whoop my ass.
But, you know, when she was 8, 9, 10 years old and some dude with a wig on followed her in the bathroom, that dude wouldn't have a chance to get out of his pants. I would have been in there so fast it would have made his wig spin. You know? It's just, some shit just ain't right, and that ain't right, so... You know, I don't care. Obama said, oh, everybody can use or identify whatever they want to identify and use that bathroom. And then they forced it on the schools. You force it on the schools. And then you tell male gym teachers that this female identifies as a male, so she's going to have gym with your guys. And you have to watch her in the locker room. And I'm the 42-year-old gym teacher, and there's a 16-year-old girl with boobs and the other parts changing in the locker room. I'm not going to be watching her. If you watched her out in public, you'd go to jail.
No.
You know, but that gym teacher got fired for not watching her. I mean, that's how screwed up this shit is. And if you people think that the next election doesn't matter, oh my God, this is insane. They every 4 years they say this is the most important election of our time.
No, this one really is.
This one might really be. Because if we start going down that road, it's just like, I'm going to buy an island somewhere and just fuck all of you. I'm leaving.
Well, can we join you?
Sure.
Locke's got the
no plane. Zombies.
He can fly us. And no zombies.
Locke's got bad eyes. I don't want him flying anybody.
Well, you know, he'll just get a pilot, but he's got the plane.
I'll hire a pilot. We can use his plane, but I'll hire the pilot.
All right. You hire the pilot.
That's cool. Now, the other weird liberal story... That I had to read this twice because the headline alone was enough to put in the show post. But then before we do the story, I actually read them. This one kind of bothers me a little bit, but it was funny. Headline is transgender activist slams men who won't have sex with men who look like women. Let me say that again for you.
Repeat that.
Transgender activist slams men who won't have sex with men who look like women. Apparently, if you're a heterosexual male and you're a straight man and you won't have sex with a guy with a wig on because genitals are only flesh, you're a prejudiced, evil person.
I would agree.
Oh, okay. So you okay, there you go.
And I am. A prejudiced evil person. I'm not interested.
Zina Jones tweeted out that a normal man doesn't desire a transgender man. He's prejudiced and he needs to learn to work through it.
Quote, no, thank you.
I don't see a problem with telling straight guys who are exclusionary of trans women partners that they should try to work through that. He said, oh, they called him a he, so this is a politically incorrect article. He said men who want to be women should be treated as the women they are. Adding, oh my God, did I just say that out loud? Men who want to be women should be treated as the women they are. They're not women. Adding that to consider,
I'm having trouble keeping track of this. I'm sorry.
If you consider transgender sexually undesirable, you are exclusionary. She said, for straight men to desire only biological women should be an outlier in a marginal position. Flesh is flesh. Yep, but honey,
but there's some flesh that's more interesting than other flesh.
She has a dick. I don't want to go to bed with her.
Me neither.
I saw Crying Game. It's not for me.
I'm out.
I don't care how pretty she looks with the makeup on. Willem, the drag queen dude that did the funny songs and he was on RuPaul's and stuff. I love Willem. I've interviewed Willem. I've talked to Willem on Twitter a couple times since then, over the last 4 or 5 years. Willem is a funny dude. Willem knows he's a dude. Willem is a gorgeous dude. I don't want to have sex with Willem.
Well, that's your problem.
I'm prejudiced. I am
you are a bad man.
I am a terrible person. He tweeted, they keep calling the he/she that wrote this thing a he. So this is a terribly politically incorrect article. He tweeted that the number of men who are looking for just a female mate is artificially inflated by social stigma and biases. No, we don't like dicks. Slim, do you like dicks?
Not a bit.
Just your own, right?
I was just going to suggest that. Yeah,
we like our own. That's as it
well,
should.
Well, yeah, but unlike many people, I've never named mine. So
You didn't name yours?
No.
CB, did you name yours?
No.
Oh, God.
We know you did.
Yeah, for sure zipper. You did.
Shut up.
Why should he shut up? You're the one who named it.
Little Zippy. There you go. The male would be... woman then counseled straight men that touching male genitals is way less of an issue than most people think of it is. Not in any locker room I was ever in, honey. Penises are simply a part of a woman's body. There you go. That is what's wrong with the left. A penis can be simply part of a woman's... No, it's only temporarily part of a woman's body when a man puts it in a woman's body.
Correct?
I'm just getting creeped out.
This whole thing is just so, 26...
But I'm telling you, if any of the Democratic presidential nominees deny anything in this article, they're toast.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
They all should be toast, so...
I'm sorry. I went in this gay bar in Harrisburg one time, long time ago. I guess I was in my mid-20s. A friend of mine was there. It was a female friend. Her mom was friends with my mom, and they'd asked me to pick her up. She was having some trouble with her boyfriend or some such shit, and that's where she was. So I went in there to pick her up, and I sat down with her, and she let her finish her drink and stuff. And I didn't get hit on at all. And I said to her, how come I don't get hit on? She goes, well, it's obvious you're straight. I said, well, there you go. See, I learned something new. They can tell if you're straight or gay. So couldn't a transgender person who is ostensibly gay but a cross-dresser... Oh, they might not all be gay, though. They just might like putting on women's clothing. I don't know.
Well, there are transsexuals and there are transvestites, and they're different.
Yeah, transvestites.
There's 26 more to go with, along with that.
No. Transvestites are men that like to dress up in women's clothing, but they're not women and they don't consider themselves women. And there's transsexuals which do consider themselves women. So there is a difference.
Well, right. Plus 26 more that you can choose from.
And I don't think there's nearly as much of that since they came out with dry fit underwear, because now we have our own satiny, silky underwears to wear. So we don't need to put on our wives or girlfriends' underwear anymore, right?
I don't.
We don't.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, can we if we want to?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Oh. All right. Just checking.
Sure. Just don't hang.
Check those clothes around. As long as you don't put on a wig and expect me to have sex with you.
Okay, I'm just checking for friends. That's all. In case somebody asks me.
No, you're organizing a party in the woods.
I slept through this.
I don't think I make the age requirement.
Yeah, you're on the young side there.
You'd
have been like the youngest or second youngest one there.
Yeah, Dad, stop it.
Yeah, but it's $5. The best $5 you ever spent. Anyway, Slim threw this thing here at the end. We got a couple minutes to do it quick.
I've got a couple additions to it I'd like to throw into.
I'll just set it up and then you go ahead.
That's unfortunate.
Facebook had this clear Facebook app that they were about to roll out. And it was going to clear your cookies in history, you know, like in your web browser, but do it for all of Facebook. And everybody's kind of looking forward to that. If you ever sent anything on Facebook you didn't want to send, and it would get it out of their system. A judge yesterday said Facebook cannot roll it out.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Now, originally when I first read this earlier tonight, I was thinking that this was the clear search option. Now, as you all know, when you open your Facebook app or even on your desktop, if you go up to search, well, correct, but hold on. I'm going to make a point with all of this that's going to be relevant. When you search for something, there is a way to go in and clear your search so that, you know, that is all gone. But Facebook was going to come out with this whole thing where you could clear everything and purge everything from their system, which I think only was going to purge it from your eyes. It wasn't going to purge it on the Facebook side. All that data was still going to be retained. The judge blocked this, stating that this is going to help criminals erase the evidence of crimes that they've committed, you know, yada, yada, yada. But again, I believe all of this is stored on Facebook's end regardless. Here's something else, that the big point. That search that you guys use, I believe you're going to find that in the coming days blocked as well from being able to clear your recent searches, because they're going to tie this all together. If you're not allowed to clear your history, you're not allowed to clear your search history either. And I think as of showtime, you were still able to clear your history.
Well, I think it seems to me from reading this, the reason the judge said no was because it would actually clear the stuff on the Facebook servers.
But I still find that very hard to believe. I don't think Facebook wants to lose that data, and whether they're willing to admit publicly that they do still store it or not, you can be assured that they
basically do. The judge said that you can't do it because of the request of a U.S. attorney that's suing the social network for benefiting from her sexual exploitation on the platform.
Oh, you know what? This actually, because we only got 45 seconds, but this actually protects Facebook more than they know, because if they are secretly keeping everything on backup servers that nobody's supposed to know about, this judge...
And they tell the Congress they aren't.
Yes, then they get into more trouble. So this judge actually...
It's called lying to Congress.
No, but this judge bailed them out.
Yeah, but they're Democrats. They won't go to jail for it. Only Republicans go to jail.
Yeah. Say hi to the kids.
Hey, LJ. Hey, Wesley. Thanks for visiting.
And for being too tall to hit Pappy in the pee-pee.
Yeah, well, Wesley's on his way up now.
Well, you have a cup. You're an umpire.
Yeah.
Great Little League World Series. Americans won. Congratulations, Louisiana.
Good night.